In the first reading today, we have that famous statement from the book of Apocalypse, how God wishes that we would be either cold or hot and not lukewarm. If we are lukewarm, then he will spew us out of his mouth. And a reminder to us how we have to stay on fire with love for God and charity towards our neighbor, and that kind of love motivates us to work, to do things, to be active, to be thoughtful, to strive hard, to be on fire with love, not just to be active and doing things and be a workaholic and all that, but to be active in charity and thoughtfulness of our neighbor and the needs of others, and charity towards God, loving God, spending time with him, praying as often as we can, all the time, really, and being active in serving him with all our heart and soul and strength in our life and even our death, and to have that love and to know that love grows stronger as we exercise it, as we pray and ask for more love and charity until we become really hot with love for God in our service and our willingness to do anything for God and to sacrifice anything for him. So God wants us to be hot with love for God, of course, and if we're not going to be in love for him, he'd rather have us cold and hate him. At least then we respect him and consider his importance and recognize his presence, rather than being lukewarm and not caring and not even thinking, ignoring God, forgetting about him, considering him unimportant, not worth my time and effort. And this is what lukewarmness leads to, and we all know that we have done that at times in our life, and how that is a knife in the heart of God more than hatred, really, ignoring God and not caring about him and not caring about our neighbor as well. So we want to be on fire with love for God and for neighbor, and that shows itself in the works that we do, in the actions that we do, in the choices that we make in our life. And so we are reminded of that, to keep praying more and more for that charity, that love in our heart, and to exercise it in our thoughts and our prayers, continually asking for more and more charity from God so that we can give it to him back and to our neighbor.